This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Heather, you've got a topic that you really, 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 really want to talk about because you blew up the
I just have a topic that I wanted to talk about. You really, really, really don't want to talk about it, apparently. But I posted it in the show prep, and it triggered, you know, some people, and I commented back. I wouldn't call that, like, I'm not dying to talk about this story. It's
so
just one that I found interesting.
Hold on. I was at the gym, and when I left the gym, I saw that I had, like, 60 notifications from this Telegram group that we're in where we share show prep topics.
Oh, boy.
Yes, because I responded to another co-host's messages regarding my topic.
So some lady in Texas voted illegally, and that's somehow an invasion or something.
No, oh my God, here we go again. What is this, going to be Troll Heather Day? Is that what you're doing?
No.
Why don't we just go into the story?
Right, I'm giving you a segue to get into reading the story.
So yeah, but you're bringing up stuff that Ian argued.
Like, I don't know what Ian argued.
Yeah, you obviously do, because you just quoted some stuff.
No, I saw the headline that you shared about some kind of invasion, and you mentioned something about the lady voting illegally.
Some Mexican citizen came into this country and pretended to be an American citizen, fraudulently, like, created an ID pretending to be an entirely different person, and stole her identity and voted in several different elections in order to influence the outcome of policy that is influenced on American people.
All right, so somebody committed identity theft.
Yes.
Okay, I just kind of struck me as an identity thief, and she did all the things that she normally did.
Yeah.
So where's the story come from?
So, well, there's a couple of them that I actually posted in the show. If I could
just pick one of them.
Get to it. Okay, so the one... Well, you guys all posted so much arguing with me that I got to actually...
I wasn't arguing. I posted show prep topics in the show prep thing.
While you and Ian were going back and forth, I posted one GIF of a cat watching tennis. And that was my contribution.
I love the GIF of the cat watching tennis.
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, because the cat's eyes are just going back and forth.
Because that's what those two were doing.
Yeah.
So I thought it was apropos.
All right, so the one that I want to do here is from, what is it called, cron.com? I don't know if that's
Houston Chronicle.
Yep. Houston Chronicle, okay. And?
Hang
on. And your calls, and while she pulls that up, I'll give the telephone number where you can call in. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Again, phones are open where you can call in about whatever is on your mind. It doesn't have to be about immigration. It could be, again, anything. And coming up, Chris, you've got a story. I forget which one I asked you to pull it up, but you've also got something about a podcast
patent.
Actually,
you know what? I don't even want to do...
Yep.
Okay, so this is what I was thinking, because
upon
researching this one woman that, you know, snuck in and did the voter fraud, I was kind of curious to, you know, look into the actual process of immigration into this country, and I found another article that I liked even better, which was from the National Review.
Okay.
And so this one kind of talks about, it's actually like, takes on the perspective of the immigrants that actually do, quote unquote, knock on America's door as opposed to just barging right in. Like, they actually wait in line, they apply, they come in, they do everything by the books, and they get here. But nobody ever talks about those people or gives those people
a lot of people talk about those people.
Well,
yeah.
In my life and conversations have not heard as much discussion about these. Only the illegals being granted amnesty and all this other stuff and yada, yada, yada.
No. So, where I'm from.
Well, let's have this discussion. This is what we're going
to
do.
Illegal immigration means to me.
Illegal is illegal.
well, whatever you want to call it. I'm saying that, that where I grew up, we have lots of farms and not lots of people. Mm-hmm. So when a town's population says 500 people on the sign, but you know there's 5,000 people in that town, mm-hmm. that means that crops are getting picked. And apples mm-hmm. are getting picked, and potatoes are getting picked,
so we
picked
can
like
have
like
discussions
so,
to negotiate,
yeah.
you know, people coming in here to work, but that still doesn't change the fact that, you know, people come in illegally versus people that...
There's all the incentives for them to do so.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so this one, right, this will get in a little, show some more perspective. So this one is about fence-climbing illegal aliens cutting in line as legal immigrants wait. So it starts, it says, which group should take precedence? America's most forgotten men and women may be the legal immigrants who acquire their visas, scale no barriers, and patiently await their green cards and citizenship ceremonies. Amid the raging DACA debates, the fugitive city outrages in this week's Honduran caravan epic at the San Diego-Tijuana border, these overlooked individuals ring America's doorbell rather than pry open the back entrance. So I am stunned, says Nayla Rush, a senior researcher with the Center for Immigration Studies. She is staggered by the caravan members who waved Honduran flags atop America's border fence. U.S. authorities arrested 29 of them for illegal entry. Those fleeing Tegucigalpa's chaos have no right to barge into the U.S. Likewise, if El Salvador, Guatemala, and Nicaragua, contiguous to Honduras and nearby Mexico, feel no duty to welcome these migrants, why is it America's obligation? So I'm curious to what your thoughts are on that, Chris.
Well, there's a couple things in reference to why people are coming here. Number one, we have minimum wage laws, and that really puts a kibosh on certain types of jobs that nobody, that we make illegal for U.S. citizens. So if picking potatoes out of a field is financially viable for $1 an hour or $2 an hour or something like that, you cannot pay an American citizen that. If you do so, you're breaking the law. So your choices are, okay, I can either go out of business or I can offer these jobs to people that may not have all their documentation. Now, these people that are coming from the South up here realize that those jobs exist, and they realize that the U.S. government has voted to make those jobs illegal to offer to U.S. citizens.
So do you think that if minimum wage laws were
abolished,
that Americans would work those jobs?
No. No, I don't. I think there's always going to be some jobs that are going to be so low on the totem pole that the only very desperate people may wish to do that. Now, comparing where they're coming from to what they may able to do once they're here, mm-hmm. that still may be appealing, but I guarantee you it would reduce the amount of migration for work that occurs today. So that's the first thing. The second thing I'll say, and I think this applies to parts of Mexico and definitely the Guatemalans and particularly drug gangs and stuff like that. When people get really upset, they often bring up how many illegals, you know, this guy committed murder and this guy's been arrested 50 times and how come he keeps going and why is all this going? We have this draconian war on drugs that invites, it practically begs black markets to come here. And the black market drug trade, as far as close producers, is primarily to our south. You've got Mexico, you've got Colombia, Peru, Guatemala, Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, if they want to move their drugs, why not go where the highest profits are? And that's a country that, despite everything else, still continues to, on a federal level, make marijuana illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So they know that the big profits are here. So here you have government policy in two different places that is begging people to come here.
But don't you think that, like, for example, I'm all about people that want to come here and work, and, like, I agree with you 100% on the minimum wage laws being, like, counterproductive.
Right.
And, but at the same time, when people are coming into the country and, like, waving their flag, so, in, like, our country's base. I mean, you don't have to identify as an American if you don't want to, but I just feel like that's super disrespectful and not the kind of people I would want as neighbors.
So should we get rid of Little China, Little Italy, and other places in New York City and L.A.? This is
No, because they came here the right way.
Be free. This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission for DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Tony's case, sadly, is not yet unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases leading to the exoneration and freedom for more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. You can help support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry in the New York City Marathon by going to run.freetalklive.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. blinkprotect.com/FTL to save 15%.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get to the phones and back to the conversation here in just a second. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about something that we're helping build, and it's something that libertarians have wanted for a long time, at least a decade as far as I'm aware, and probably even longer than that. And I'm talking about a directory of liberty-minded businesses. And the one that we're helping build is Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp. But unlike Yelp, there's actually a bit of a social networking aspect built in so you can actually connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your volunteerist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. And don't forget, enter code FTL. Get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Let's go to the Skype, where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. Heather, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I hear the way you're talking about immigration. Are you one of those people that likes to compare immigration to somebody coming in your backyard, for example?
I mean, sure. There's some similarities in terms of proper, like, ownership and who has, you know, what rights. Essentially, you are like the state to your own property, right? If you get to deem the rules, even if you don't believe in the state as, like, even if you don't believe the state should exist, you can still acknowledge the similarities in structure, whereas the state sets the rules for the land that it deems it, you know, runs, whereas the person sets the rules for their home. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, in that case, would you understand the difference between I as an individual owning a house and a collective of over 330 million people owning an entire landmass?
I understand each one as an individual concept.
And that neither you nor I have any direct authority over the border? So therefore, it wouldn't be up to us to control our property?
I mean, it's kind of how much faith you have in the system. I mean, you're basically, if you have no faith in government, it'd be if you have no faith in your own family, you're not going to trust them to do what, you know, they're supposed to do. I mean, that's kind of each individual person's own perception of whether or not they believe government is all bad or all good or some bad, some good, whatever.
Right.
But I am one of those people, I think that in order to have as little conflict as possible, we do need to establish borders. And the more people that can agree on the same borders, the less confusion and chaos it'll have if we all agree to abide by the standards and the lines drawn. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, these have existed for hundreds
of
years.
But the reason, shocker, humans fight over land. I mean, this has been going on. This is always going to exist.
We're talking about crossing borders.
Exactly. If there's 7 billion people in the world and 6 billion of them all agree that, okay, everyone owns this, and then the other 1 billion decide, well, we're going to trample over everyone else, like, I'm going to say, hey, the 1 billion that is disregarding the other 6 billion are the ones that are causing all the problems.
Okay, Heather, let me ask this then. You said we should all agree to establish borders.
That's the goal, is to try to peacefully live amongst each other and not step on each other's toes.
And standards. So let me ask this. What would Heather's standards be? And what would the punishment be if I were to cross into your imaginary line in the ground?
That's something that, actually, one reason I wanted to bring up that woman coming over earlier was to hear what some people thought would be justifiable punishment. You know, this is stuff, like, I always engage in conversations because I do like to critique my own views and stuff like that. I don't know exactly what the punishment for something like that should be. Whatever it is would set the precedent moving forward, I think.
Well, if you, as earlier I had asked, if you'd make the comparison to somebody trespassing on your lawn, well, the punishment for that sometimes is getting shot. Do you think that if I cross an imaginary line in the sand, I should be shot? or I should go to jail? What should happen to me?
Do I think you should? I mean, yeah, if I owned property and someone came on my lawn and I wanted to shoot them, that'd be my right.
So do you think it's okay if somebody tries to hop over the Canadian border, for example, and ICE shoots them?
I think if I were to hop over some foreign border and be like, you know, stepping over their borders and I got shot, it would be my own fault. And I think they would
so
have
you're
a,
saying it's
I would
worth
say,
dying. I would saying say, it's worth that person's life.
I'm saying that that's what's going to happen. I mean, there are borders set, whether or not you agree with it. I mean,
well, I'm not asking how it is. I'm asking.
Yes,
is
I think
that, okay?
That if I were to cross someone else's border, they would have every right to shoot me.
How about other countries that have very fluid borders? I mean, what do you think of that? Countries
that's their,
where
that's
people,
their decision. If that's what
people
the people over there agree to do and that's how they function peacefully, sure.
Sometimes they work in one country
here,
and they go back home to another. I mean,
if you come here, though, and there's rules and stuff set, like, you know, I don't know.
But that I wasn't part of
it. I'm not responsible for anybody's actions but my own, so.
No?
No, I had
people
no
can act
doing
like I'm
in the setting of the rules.
Big bad person,
no
but.
Falls to get your feedback on that, Daryl. Is that on you?
I mean, my grandmother immigrated here. She came over here illegally, though, and my brother.
Is this the word illegal that bothers you?
No, it's called like respect. I'm not a lawless person. I do think that I'm not a no government anarchist, like completely chaos free for all. Like that's not who I am. I'm a small government person. I think that there should be borders, that there should be like lines drawn in order to get everyone to agree. That's called, you know, organizing. Organization leads to less conflict.
I'll
you know
agree
I mean?
With this that borders are a function of states.
We have 50 states.
That every state, every government pretty much has a border, right?
50 states are supposed to be united.
So that's a
as a
them.
Country, I mean, yeah,
there
that,
are 31
then,
states in Mexico.
There's okay.
27 in Brazil.
What is your
so
point, Daryl?
I'm
your
just
point?
Trying to figure out your point of mentioning 50 states.
My point is that there are borders. So being like, oh, well, okay, and within each border, there are a lot of people that follow certain rules and things. Like, you go state to state in this country and the rules change. You can, you know, talk on your phone while driving in Massachusetts, but not in New Hampshire. You can own a certain gun in New Hampshire, but not in Massachusetts.
Does that make
like,
these things right?
That's
how it is, though.
I
have my own opinions. You have yours. Daryl has his. Chris has his. And you know what? May the better ideas prevail.
Mine. Those are mine. By the way,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm free to decide what kind of like, if I don't like it here in New Hampshire, I would just move.
Yes, but if I don't like it in this country or somebody else doesn't like it in their own country, they shouldn't have to go through some strenuous process, because if I go state to state, I don't have to get a passport and permission from my own state to leave.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, this is that's how this geographical location works, though, is because we've united 50 states, and that's why we have the luxury to do that.
Stefan, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get back into the discussion here in just a second. But first, I want to make sure that you are aware that we have forums. Yeah, you remember the old school forums that, well, I guess to some degree they're kind of making a comeback because there's, you know, updated software on the forums and people actually still use them. Head over to forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about immigration, and Heather, you've got a story from, where was this?
The National Review.
The National Review about the processes of legal immigration versus the people that is, I
hop the border. Hop the border.
Yeah, the people that, quote, hop the border.
Okay, so going back into this, there's a quote. It says, "What I can't understand is the arrogance, the defiance of these people," referring to the ones that hop the border. "I could comprehend someone wanting a better life, sneaking in, and if caught, feeling apologetic. But these people are marching in front of cameras, in front of the whole world. They demand to be admitted here. Where does this sense of entitlement come from?" Rush came to America from an off-bloodied land, Lebanon. But rather than ford the Rio Grande, Rush did something rarely discussed these days. In 2011, she requested a visa online, spoke with diplomats at America's embassy in Beirut, and within 3 weeks received her papers. Current visa applications cost $1,140 plus $85 for biometric services for those between the ages of 14 and 78. Legal fees to get you through the process obviously vary depending on the attorney and how much work has to be done, explains Ira Melman of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Some people obviously do it themselves. Rush reckons that she spent over $3,000 on her immigration case and waited 3.5 years between securing her green card and becoming a citizen.
So we're talking about a substantial financial outlay to come here.
Right, and I've known people that were in the process of getting their citizenship that had been here for a decade and spent upwards of $20,000, and these were people that were married with children.
Right.
And because, you know, they didn't come from one of the right countries, there's extra hoops and hurdles.
Right.
And one of the things that most people don't realize about the immigration process, there are different rules for different countries.
Right. Depending on where you're coming from. So if you're coming from, you know, Mexico, it's probably you're going to have a hard time right now. If you were coming from Norway, probably not so much.
Yeah, but you know
if you're coming
thing
from Syria, you're probably not
damn near impossible.
Right.
Yeah, but you gotta understand too is that like I am all about like, you know, good people that wanna come and work. I mean, that's what America's supposed to be about is like
tell me how we deal with these in this one small town where we needed basically 4,500 migrant workers to work crops.
Yeah.
How do we solve that?
It's a great discussion to have.
Temporary work visas. Donald Trump actually wound up reducing the number of recently.
But these people coming over here, though, like stealing identities, getting benefits.
One small town in Oregon. One tiny town needs 4,500 migrant workers.
Yeah, migrant workers are a good thing. I mean, even Gary Johnson, when he was running, explained exactly how having certain migrant workers benefited the economy and lowered the cost of goods. No, it's not all the same.
Okay, what's different about these people? Because
of them are on work visas. There are a lot. Okay, undocumented and illegal are two totally different things. This article gets a little more into it. It gets into numbers.
I would love to see how they're coming up with a difference.
In stark contrast to those who pole vault over and tunnel under America's southern border, Rush says, I came here legally, waited my turn, filed documents, paid for my applications, and abided by and respected the laws of this great country. I am thankful I was given this opportunity to be here, and I try to be worthy of this trust every day. Despite their invisibility, there are many more people like Rush who enter America properly. The National Visa Center in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, reports that as of November 1st, precisely 3,947,857 await family-sponsored visas. Another 112,189 seek employment-related visas. While the state, so clearly there's no shortage of people wanting to work, the state people that are willing to do it the right way, we could grant those people the ability to come and work.
Are they interested in these $2 an hour jobs?
Well, let's ask them first. How about
seriously,
that?
Yeah.
While the State Department evaluates these 4,060,046 applications, untabulated numbers of additional requests percolate overseas. Among those who arrived here on visas, some 13.2 million held green cards in January of 2014, according to a June 2017 study by the U.S. Office of Immigration Statistics. Of these, 8.9 million were eligible for citizenship after 5 years, typically, or just 3 for spouses of U.S. citizens. As of December 31st, 2017, there were over 165,000 green card holders who have filed paperwork for naturalization and await decisions, says the Center for Immigration Studies.
Does that center say how long they're going to wind up having to wait? Does it say what their legal fees are going to be while they do wait?
Eligible citizenship after 5 years, or typically just 3 for spouses.
Right. And I'm still not hearing how we're going to get the crops picked in this country. You know, that's my only question. How are you going to get the crops picked?
Okay, we can create immigration processes that are easier for, you know, if we need immigrants and those jobs are advertised, people will come work them. And if there's immigrants.
So HB2 work visas, that the number of them was just reduced, and we actually covered a story a couple of weeks ago about how the crab industry in Maryland is now basically about to collapse because they can't find people to wind up processing the crabs.
There's millions of people waiting to come into this country that you could offer those jobs to.
When you make the whole immigration process more cumbersome.
Well, we can talk about making it easier without being
That's what we were talking about.
But yeah. Nobody really
is. But you can't, like, jumping the border illegally and just having no respect for the laws of the land at all, that's a little much for me.
Well, it solves the problem.
Hold on. Do you know what level offense crossing the border illegally is? Is it a felony? Is it a misdemeanor? Is it a civil violation?
I'm going with capital crime. You get shot for that kind of thing.
It's on par with jaywalking. It is a violation level offense. It is not a felony.
You know, that's interesting. I'm grateful for the fact that America is not like some of these war-torn places, that it's not like, you know, that we have such a good place to, for the most part, to raise our kids. Like, yeah, it's not perfect. There's definitely things to, you know, that need to be fixed. But at the same time, I think it's so important that, you know, maybe Americans have lived such a sheltered life that they don't realize there are parts of the world that are pretty disgusting, and the types of humans that are bred in these environments can be like.
This is insane.
No,
I just gotta say, who on earth?
I've seen some pretty barbaric stuff on the internet. I have too. Like, I've seen literally, but, like, people in these countries that chop each other's heads off like it's nothing.
I'll grant you that, yes.
I don't want those people.
Who are these Americans that have lived in an America that did not have migrant farm workers? What have they been eating? When were they born? Were they born in, like, you know, '04? You know, were they born in the first of the century before we had migrant workers?
I think American farmers should be able to hire, you know, labor at their choice.
But they can't. It's illegal. They can't. They can't.
I'll say it again for like the fifth time. The number of seasonal work visas has been cut in half.
Okay, right. Cite some sources, please, because I feel like you're probably like...
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Let me pull the article up because we talked about it about a week ago.
Good.
Your calls and thoughts welcome, and please make it on something that's not immigration. 855-453.
Why? It's such an important topic.
855-450-3733. Coming up, Chris, you've got an article about a former Secret Service agent who, he's a bad, bad guy and just got in trouble again. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the discussion here in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about the best pillow that I have ever used. And Chris, I think you'll agree, best pillow you've ever used as well?
Certainly.
It's the My Pillow, and you can try one risk-free for 60 days. The MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position while you sleep. I've been using it for a couple of years, and yeah, it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow that's collected a lot of dirt and dead skin over the years, you can actually throw your MyPillow in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable as a fluffy pillow that keeps your head and neck in the proper position. I actually did that just a few weeks ago. I washed my pillow, and yeah, it's just as good as it was the day I got it. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price, or you can get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it for some reason in the first 60 days, you can get your money back and the pillow itself. That's guaranteed to last you 10 years. And if you've got pets, yeah, you can get a MyPillow for your pets as well. Jazzy the studio dog actually sleeps on a MyPillow bed. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. So we've been talking about immigration and temporary work visas and other types of visas. And Heather, you had challenged me to cite my source on the reduction of H-2B visas. And, well, it turns out, even though this is something we discussed about a week and a half ago on Free Talk Live, the shortage of crab workers in Maryland because of the reduction of H-2B visas. Apparently, a Maryland congressman says that federal immigration officials have agreed to increase the number of seasonal guest worker visas by 15,000, which means you should be able to wind up getting your Maryland crab cakes again, because it looks like that industry is not going to collapse after all.
Yeah, so I wasn't sure about that because H-2Bs are non-agricultural.
But see, that's a perfect example of how, like we can have these conversations. Like, oh, well, these farmers need X amount of jobs. Perfect. Like, you know, I know Americans would be like, hey, like, let's not let, you know, this farmer have their workers so that we can all pay $20 for a head of lettuce. You know,
actually,
what I mean?
There are people that say that.
I'm going to say that's a matter of opinion.
That there was legislation in Georgia a few years ago that basically wound up causing all of the farm workers to leave. The farmers then went and asked the Department of Prisons to send inmates to come pick the crops. And the inmates, after one day, said, yeah, I would rather go to solitary confinement than go back to the farm.
Yeah, there's a lot of examples of that. And that's the whole thing. We're not talking about migration when we talk about farmers. And when we talk about that, what we're talking about are...
What was the statistic?
Seasonal workers, but 82% of U.S. farm workers, 82% of all people who farm were born in a different country. The bulk of them have lived here for 15 to 20 years, and I closed whatever I had that had these stats in it, but that's a ballpark.
Control-Shift-T will reopen that window.
Oh, Control-Shift-T. Very clever. But the question is it's they're here already. They're happy. They're fine. They're working. But now what the focus of this administration seems to be on, we need to get them out of here.
No, I don't think it's that. It's that we need to have... Yeah, right. Just like this one. They're granting... Well, whatever, those extra visas to do the crab stuff or whatever.
These are people who did
There's
not come here legally.
There's ways that people can go apply for those jobs and do it the right way, as opposed to just sneaking into the country and helping themselves.
If they do that, then they make the job illegal, because these jobs don't pay for over minimum wage.
What I'm saying is
this is the conundrum, that we have government regulations that do some bad stuff over here. We have a completely different program. War on drugs doing some bad stuff over here. We don't realize that we need to get rid of both of those.
Right.
Wow. And accept the fact that people will move when it's in their best interest. And to put up a artificial or overly cumbersome boundary in between people and jobs, it's not going to work.
We can have documented workers, though.
Some you can. Some... It's just not going to work. I'm telling you, if you had to replace all the farm workers in America and said, you know, okay, well, it's you know, spring now and crops are going to be coming up in about July, November, there's no way the federal government could do it, because they're incompetent at that kind of thing. They're incompetent when large numbers, they have to deal with them. You know what I mean?
Right.
They never get here in time for the harvest. That's my point.
Yeah, well, my point is that we shouldn't set... a precedent that, like, anybody can just flee here and help themselves.
But who are these people? Who are these just random people that...
Apparently, like, a whole caravan full of these Honduran guys just have no respect.
So I haven't followed the Honduran caravan story at all.
Nor have I. I've just heard people mention it.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of agree with this article, though. It's like, I'm one of those compassionate people. Like, I feel so bad when I see, like, some of the war-torn regions of the world and people, like, fleeing violence and stuff like that. Like, my heart breaks for those people. These guys, though, coming across the border, like, just like...
How about Syria? You okay with that?
What do you mean, Syria? I'm not okay. I don't like violence, but, you know, humans, like... Some of us suck. I mean, there's people out there that we're always going to be fighting over land. Like, I feel like this Israel-Palestine-Gaza stuff has been going on for the last 30, 40, 50 years. Like, it's just...
1,000.
It's never going to stop. 1,000. And it's just like, you know, my issue isn't Israel. It's not Palestine. It's my backyard. It's... This first and foremost, it's my family, then it's my community, then it's my state, then it's my country. Like, you got to start locally and, like, you know, work on the things in your own backyard before you can, like, you know, if you really want to make a difference, ultimately.
And meanwhile, Americans think that rules don't apply to them when they go to other places. Article from the BBC talking about the number of Americans that are illegally in Mexico. Of the 738,000 Americans that are living in Mexico, 60,000 are in the country illegally.
What?
Yeah.
Kick them out. And get rid of them.
Mexicans can lock them up. Americans are stupid enough to do and go break another country's laws. It's their own fault.
as happens with a lot of the people that are in this country illegally, they've overstayed visas, a lot of them.
Right.
One story here is a woman who immigrated legally to Mexico. She got a job. They filed all the paperwork. She took a second job. That company failed to file any paperwork. She said, are you sure you don't have to file paperwork? They said, oh, yeah, we're good. We're good.
Oh,
turns out, no, not so good. But, yeah, I just think it's interesting. Just like a lot of times, and you hear this like every 4 years or so, oh, if so-and-so gets elected president, I'm moving to Canada.
Right.
Well, do you know what the process is to move to Canada? It doesn't matter. I'm an American. I can do what I want. And then people find out that, oh, you want to actually renounce your American citizenship? You have to pay at least a $4,500 expat fee. And then if you have an estate valued at over a certain amount, you've got to pay extra taxes on top of that.
Yeah, you've got to give up your money. And then the Canadian process, because I did look into that when, you know, I was sitting there hoping that they would all leave. But it's a really complex system. And if ours is anything like that, fortunately, we as Americans, you know, because of national privilege or whatever you want to call it, it's relatively easy for us to migrate anywhere in the world. You know, Americans, most countries see America and they go, sure, you want to move here? Great. Bring your cash.
Why is that, though? Why is that?
Because we're one of the wealthiest countries in the world.
So because we bring something of value to the table, and they think by letting in Americans, it's going to be good for their economy, good for their country?
I consider some of the countries to be very valuable.
Some of the countries just have policies of, you have $400,000, you get citizenship.
I mean, how many homeless people are there in New Hampshire? Like, why aren't, you know, isn't everyone just taking them in? You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, you know, why isn't Ian and all you guys, like, you know, you got all the churches
and stuff.
Very few homeless
people. We have very few. We have almost no, whatchamacallit?
Poverty. Poverty is very low in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and so is unemployment's very low and all these things.
The unemployment figure is a little deceiving. Because
everywhere it is.
Right. Well, the way they count unemployment is the people that are collecting unemployment compensation, and it's more difficult to collect in New Hampshire than it is in some of the neighboring states.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Secret Service Agent Sean Bridges. Yeah, you've probably heard that name. He's in the news again. Plus, there was some kind of patent thing with podcasting. This is Free Talk Live.
1956. If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.